joined by Sean Neumeier, head coach of the Black Falls Wranglers. And Sean, after that first round, you move on to the second to take on the Mountain View Colts. And for you guys, taking a look at this series, what do you see? What did you learn from the regular season to take into this matchup with the Colts?
Mountain View is a really good team. They can score in a hurry. We learned that the hard way a couple times this year. It'll be interesting because it's hard to know where we really stood. We haven't been healthy all year, and we're starting to creep up and get a little bit healthier. So I think it'll be a really entertaining series.
And you talk about that, the injury troubles that you guys had this year, and obviously not the kind of season that the Wranglers have been used to over the last couple of years here. Really over the last couple of weeks, though, what are you seeing from your team as you all get back into that healthy groove?
You know what, since Christmas, I think we're like 13-2 or something. So we really started to come on after Christmas. And like I said, our guys get a little healthier and we, get more comfortable and have more bodies. That's the main thing. We were playing, most of the year with less than three lines. And, we still had a pretty good regular season. But, yeah, the guys are really starting to be confident. And, they believe now that we can do some special things when we get healthy. And, yeah, it's going to be an interesting seven games. I can see it being a long series. And, yeah, I think it'll be really entertaining.
You guys do have a lot of veterans on that team who have had very successful careers in this league. Guys like Wally Sampson and Robin Carlson. Are these the guys you're going to look to lead this team?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to lean on your 21s. We got four real good ones, so we need them to be good for us. And the team goes when they go. So yeah, we need them to lead the way. But we're going to need all four of our lines to be real good, and all six defensemen. And we're going to have a really good outing from our goalies each night too. To hold a candle to Mountain View, they finished first in the South for a reason. So, we got our hands full, but I think we're up to the task.
And you take a look at Mountain View, as you said, obviously a very good offensive team with a whole lot of weapons up front. What is the game plan going against a team that can score in bunches like that?
Same as we try to do to every team. You just got to limit their time and space. And if you give an average player some time and space, they're going to be real good. But if you give the top two or even the top three lines of Mountain View that much time and space, they're going to really embarrass you. So we can't let them, roam too free, because otherwise it might be a shootout.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in this series.
All right, thank you.